Representing thousands of religious congregations, the lobbyist for the Ohio Council of Churches called the storefronts
the most toxic and least regulated form of gambling in Ohio today.
Tom Smith told the Ohio House Policy Committee the internet cafes and sweepstakes stores simply add to gambling problems already created by full-scale gambling casinos and electronic slot machines at racetracks. He cited a University of Buffalo study that shows, among some groups, gambling addictions are soaring.
What emerged was the finding that after 21 years of age, alcohol abuse dropped off and gambling problems multiplied, until from ages 31 through 40, gambling was a bigger problem than alcohol abuse.
But the biggest turnout among supporters of the crackdown proposal came from activists of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. More than two dozen packed the small committee hearing room. Their statewide leader, Bill Seagraves, charged that some of the internet cafes and sweepstakes stores locate themselves close to veterans' posts on purpose to lure gambling customers away.
Revenue that would have gone to support veterans groups and other local charities is now lining the pockets of sweepstakes and internet cafes owners who give nothing to charity. To give you an example of the impact, in 2006, the VFW had 422 posts in the state of Ohio. We now have 386. In 2005, we gave more than $7 million to charity. Last year, our charitable contributions were just $3.8 million.
In other committee rooms, to handle the overflow, sat defenders of the cafes and sweepstakes stores, some of them customers, others employees, others owners. Many wore shirts warning this crackdown bill could destroy jobs. Ann Lambert is an accountant for four internet cafes. She bristled at the idea the stores had hurt the veterans' charities. Quite the opposite, she said.
We donate to the VFW. We donate to the AmVets. In fact, the owner of the companies that I do the accounting for, he's a member of all of those. I belong to the VFW myself. I donate money all the time. I don't think that the cafes have hurt them. I think it's just that a lot of younger generations, they're not into being a part of that kind of membership in a fraternal order. The younger generations that are in their 20s and 30s, they're more into different things.
The manager for two other internet cafes told a similar story. That was Tammy Mathias.
We have nothing to do with the VFWs except they come to us probably every month for donations. We donate to the VFW 1036 pretty much every month. They love us there. And we come here to the State House and find how against us they are.
The store's defenders and employees said, regulate us, fine, but don't regulate us into oblivion. We're not offering illegal gambling, just a place for people to socialize and play internet games. If last year is any indication, though, state representatives won't agree with that. They'll pass this crackdown bill, just as they did in December. But the Ohio Senate is another matter. There, it's not clear if critics of the storefronts have enough votes to pass a bill they openly proclaim is an effort to shut the stores down. The final votes will be one symbol of the influence of Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine. He's called the businesses Ohio's most blatant example of illegal, unregulated, and untaxed gambling. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.